A little confession here. I grew up about 5 blocks from the Krispy Kreme factory in Raleigh, North Carolina. And for late night fat and sugar consumption, it was the place to go. A glazed Krispy Kreme or several hit the spot like nothing else. Thanks to cholesterol, I can't do that anymore, but I totally get this next story. The black market for Krispy Kremes along the U.S.-Mexico border that's popped up in the border towns of El Paso, Texas, and Juarez, Mexico. Better known as transit points for guns and drugs, and now donuts. LA Times reporter Kate Linthicum describes the scene this way.
The addicts pull up just after nightfall near a sedan parked along a busy street in this border city known best for murder. One by one, they fork over fistfuls of cash to Sonia Garcia, who reaches into the trunk of her car and hands over the trafficked goods.
Kate Linthicum joins us from Mexico City. You set the scene very nicely, Kate. So the addicts are people who love donuts, and I assume the trafficked goods in the trunk of Sonia's car donuts, right?
Exactly. So it's a dark night in Juarez. Cars passing quickly on this major thoroughfare, and off to the side of the road, this car is parked. The trunk is open, it's glowing, and inside there's 40 boxes of beautiful Krispy Kreme donuts.
So Sonia Garcia is the woman behind this donut operation. What is the Krispy Kreme Familia?
So the Krispy Kreme Familia, which I think not coincidentally sounds like it could be a Mexican drug cartel, is a family that every day crosses the border into El Paso, where there is a Krispy Kreme store, buys about 40 boxes of donuts, and then drives them back into Juarez, where there isn't a Krispy Kreme store, and sells them to a very, very willing audience.
So we're calling this a black market, but is it really illegal? Like, what happens if she crosses the border and the police see many dozens of donuts in her trunk? What are they going to do?
It hasn't happened yet, and the family pretty much wanted to avoid that question.
Oh, right.
What happened is in the past, there was a Krispy Kreme store in Juarez, and it closed a few years ago, but the appetite didn't go away. It's also just part of this weird obsession in Mexico with Krispy Kremes that I've noticed since I moved here.
Yeah, so what is the obsession about? Because, I mean, I would put a churro up against a Krispy Kreme, and I think the churro might win.
I'm imagining like a lucha libre match between the Krispy Kreme and the churro. No, it's true. Mexico does not lack when it comes to fried sugary dough. There's the churro, there's the sopapilla, there's the buñuelo, which is this fritter-like delicious goodness. But Mexico does not do donuts well. I don't know what it is, if it's something in the water or something about the ovens, but they tend to be dry, just not up to American donut standards. So when Krispy Kreme opened here in Mexico in 2004, people went wild. And if you actually get on a flight flying from Mexico City to a more provincial part of the country, you're likely to see like multiple passengers toting boxes of Krispy Kremes for their family.
That is unreal. So can Sonia Garcia really make money doing this?
You know, you can buy it like if you're buying in bulk, if you're really buying 40 boxes of donuts in the U.S., you can get them for about $5 a dozen. In Mexico right now, they're selling for around $8 a dozen. So, you know, that's a modest but real profit there. She's actually doing this to help put one of her sons through engineering school.
Wow.
So there's a sweet side to this story.
Were you able to speak with any people who were buying these Krispy Kremes? Are they like, you know, regulars or mostly one-offs who just hear about, you know, Sonia's car filled with donuts?
No, there's definitely regulars. You know, there's a couple people who come 3, maybe 4 times a week. And then there's the gym employees from across the street where she sells the donuts who have been known to drive up, order a dozen, and then sheepishly, before they leave, ask for a second dozen.
And I suppose when she's done, the trunk is empty.
Yeah, and occasionally she steals a box for herself. She admitted that.
So, Kate, if you had your choice between a Krispy Kreme glaze and a churro with cinnamon sugar, what's your call?
Krispy Kreme all the way. As my mom points out, they have less than 300 calories, so I see it as a very respectable meal replacement option.
LA Times reporter Kate Linthicum in Mexico City. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks a lot.